Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflection of my mind. It's just the kind of day to leave myself behind. So gently swaying through the fairyland of love. If you would just come with me and see the Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon.
Find us online at hemprock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
tonight, if you just tuned in. It is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. And am I getting out over there on that board there, Burn Man? You get my levels good over there. How's that? I can't see it from here. I can control that pot and roll the pot from here, but I can't see it sitting like this. Anyway, I am the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man over there rolling the pot. And it is the Tuesday edition of Hemp Rock Radio. And, you know, if you tuned in yesterday, you know, of course, that I am a Pink Floyd fan. And yesterday was the 37th anniversary of my first Pink Floyd concert, where I smoked some really good pot from people that passed a joint down. And, ooh, that was a great concert, let me tell you. Got hooked. Haven't found another greater band yet. And so not only am I doing the Pink Floyd cut, if you didn't know that was Pink Floyd, that was off of their second album ever put out, from the Saucerful of Secrets. Remember a Day, I believe, is the title. I could be wrong because it doesn't have it on my CD. But either way, that is an old Pink Floyd song. And the reason why I'm playing that is I want to tell you this real quick at the top of the hour before we move on to hemp and drug war business. Pink Floyd, they have started a legal action against their record label, EMI, over disputes over royalty payments for their songs. Pink Floyd have started legal action. The legendary Wish You Were Here Rockers began the proceedings over their entitlement for royalties for the from the record company and how they are calculated today. And that's as of the 3rd of, or 9th of March, sorry. English. They're doing it backwards. You know how the English are. Everything's backwards. The band's lawyer, Robert Howe, Queen's Court, said in court, the group want to know where they stand as a matter of contract and that they are concerned about online sales of their tracks. He questioned EMI's entitlement to sell individual tracks, or indeed any tracks, otherwise than in the original configuration of the Pink Floyd albums. He further agreed the band have a contractual clause which expressly, my goodness, I can't say the word, prohibits the selling of their tracks, each physically or online, other than in their original configuration. In other words, the band's albums can only be sold as a whole body of work rather than as individual tracks. Howe added, both parties were faced with a whole new world of potential exploitation, which has developed through changes in the way music is distributed since the group's last record contract was negotiated in 1999. Howe also said EMI had argued the contractual agreement only applies to physical product and not online, which he argued makes no commercial sense. Floyd, whose album Dark Side of the Moon is one of the biggest selling of all time, signed with EMI in 1967 and are the label's second most successful artist after the Beatles, although they are presently defunct. And, of course, one is gone. Two are gone, actually. And I have to say, the album that we played was a five-piece. There are some cuts on there that have Syd Barrett, the original guitarist, and then other cuts like the one you heard that have David Gilmour on it. There was about a six-month period where Pink Floyd was a five-piece, and you can see him in pictures out there and find out that I'm telling the truth. And at the end of the 6 months, Roger went, all right, guys, Syd's really screwed up. Let's not pick him up for the show tonight. And they all drove off in their hippie van and band van and went off to the show and didn't pick Syd up, and that was the demise of Syd Barrett being in the band. Unfortunately, we lost him a couple of years ago as well, as the keyboard player Rick Wright. Anyway, the struggling record company EMI reported in February that before taxes they earned £1.5 billion. Now, I'm not quite sure how that calculates into American money, but I can assure you it's lots and lots of money. Anyway, that's part of our Pink Floyd thing today. I don't think that Pink Floyd has enough money. And I think they should get more money out of the record company, because guys like David Gilmour and Roger Waters, they give money to good causes with the money that they make. So I support that. Now, I'm going to move on to some things. I want to get some information out. Some we missed yesterday. Some is things that are upcoming. And then I'm going to go to some of the ugly news of the week, some that we also missed yesterday. But some of it, of course, is, if you don't know, and we will sometime in the future get Barry Cooper on. I did not have a chance to get a hold of him after he got bailed out of jail in Texas this past week. Burn Man, is that microphone reach you? I don't know if it does or not. You can turn your mic on. Anyway, Barry Cooper is a former narc cop out of Texas. He is known as the number one narcotics narc undercover cop out of Texas, and he had more busts than any other cop and probably any other cop in the nation. And he's put out a DVD called Never Get Busted. Have you aired that yet? We haven't got a copy of that to air, have you?
I've aired pieces of it
pieces
in Kentucky.
Of it.
I ain't never had the whole copy.
Okay. Well, I do plan to get that so we can get that on public access here. But it's a video that teaches you how to as it says, never get busted. Now, the irony is that he hates the drug war so much now. Again, he's putting out this video, and he's ran for, I think, senator in Texas and possibly something else. And he is really, really pushing the envelope of forcing people to see the folly of the drug war. Since he used to be a cop, he knows. He's kind of like LEAP. He's not with LEAP. He's at his own organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc, another organization like Barry. I think only made up of a whole lot more people. Barry and his wife and people around Texas area help him with his stuff. The thing is, though, he tried to do a sting operation a few weeks ago in setting the cops up to get busted doing illegal stuff.
With fake Christmas trees.
Right.
Well, grown Christmas trees, hydroponic Christmas trees.
Exactly. And apparently, as he would tell you, the cops don't like him anymore because he's turned tail on them. Not tail. Let me rephrase that. Turned, there's another word, not tail. But turned on them in the sense of he's against what they're doing now and what he used to do. And so they don't like him. And what happened is when he had one of his people call in to report whatever it was that was supposed to be being reported so they could come out and try to bust him before in this sting operation, they heard him in the background telling the guy what to say. And with that, they got a warrant to search his home and arrested him first. And now I read today that they were also arresting his wife, Candy. But they're both not in jail today. I think they were, she might have turned herself in and got bailed out immediately. I can get more details on that. It's a little bit sketchy at the moment, but the fact is that they have been arrested for false charges, false call to the police, and we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep you on that, and we'll get in contact with Barry and get his scoop on that, because I think this is probably what he would want. That way there's a case that he can fight. Now, I'm only speaking my opinion. I don't think anybody really wants to go to jail, but one thing's for sure, he is trying to do things to expose the bad cops in the drug war and the drug war itself. Now, I have hit on this a couple of times, but I want to get this stuff out. This is coming up on March 26. It is a national day of protest against the DEA raids of medical marijuana. The main one, of course, is taking place in San Diego on Front Street. It is in front of the DEA building, federal building, of course. That is from 12 noon to 2 p.m., March 26 on Friday in San Diego. Now, or, as they say, any other downtown where you live. So if you live anywhere else other than San Diego and want to go protest your DEA for them going against what President Obama says, which is leave the medical dispensaries in states that have it legal alone, and they're not. They went in and they busted a couple of places a week or so ago. So that is on the 26th. Coming up a little bit in the future is the 6th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics. That will be held Thursday, April 15th through Saturday the 17th. That is at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick, Rhode Island. Now, if you want information on the 6th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics, you can go to letfreedomgrow.com and put in the information or search for that, and you'll find that. I believe it's a /newsletter. But if you forget that, just Let Freedom Grow. That's easy to remember. April 15th through the 17th for the 6th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics. That comes from Arthur Livermore. Oh, now, let's see. I just printed out something from Douglas Green. And let's see. This is from the Empire State Normal Chapter. Okay, he got this to me, so I want to make sure we get this out. If you are in the New York area, there is a rally at the City Hall Park in New York City. And this is what Doug says. Hi, everyone. We're having a rally the day before St. Patrick's Day. The information blurb is below, and I will read it for you. Anyone can meet on Broadway between Park Place and Barclay Street, which is just outside City Hall Park. The rally starts at noon. Try to be there early. A group of normal members will be meeting at 11:45. That's if you're not with normal, you can become a member right then as well. And we have a telephone going off. All right. Burn Man forgot to go on silent. Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, let me say that again. At 11:45 a.m., the day of the rally, the normal chapter, the Empire State Normal, will be having a quick gathering of members and then kick off at noon for that rally. There will be a brief press conference. says, so you can do this on your lunch break if you have spent a small part of, and have spent a small part of it doing something you believe in. That's right. If you believe in it, show up if you're in New York City. Again, one more time. That is the Empire State Normal at City Hall, downtown Manhattan, to declare that marijuana is safer than alcohol. High noon the day before St. Patrick's Day. CUNY Queens College Professor Harry Levine and Dr. Julie Holland will be speaking at this lunchtime press conference. Come on down and help end marijuana prohibition and demand that the NYPD accept and abide by marijuana's present decriminalized status. And he says, see you there. Again, that's the Manhattan, or I'm sorry, the Empire State Normal. We'll be down in Manhattan the day before. Now, a few other things. Let's see. Don't forget, if you are a band, locally or nationally or internationally, the 2010 Marijuana Music Awards, open to all music with a marijuana flavor. The closing date is May 21st, so it's getting close. We're going to announce this every day that we're on the air to remind those folks out there to get their music in. Now, the time is... Got to find my clock first, 1:26. So let's go to that clip that we have on that second CD. I believe it's the next clip, correct? And it's going to be off of the Saucerful of Secrets again, one more Pink Floyd song, and then we'll come back in the second half of today's Tuesday segment of Hemp Rock Radio here on WVQC.org, soon to be 95.7 FM. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
All right. That was Gatewood. He was on yesterday. If you missed yesterday's interview with Gatewood, that was recorded from Sunday. You can, of course, go to WEEDRadioNetwork.com and hear that archive. It is up, as well as Jay All Day. And Koyo is also up on their Cincinnati's Conscience page. We got that, of course, from archived wonderfully by our friend Steve out there in Illinois, and did a great job recording that because our recorder got kicked in the knee, by the knee, last week here in the studio. And again, you know, this is a fledgling young radio station with fledgling money. So if you want to be a sponsor, underwriter, or a member, you can, of course, call Media Bridges or go to WVQC.org or MediaBridges.org and become a member. It's only $30 minimum to be a member here and help us get a new recorder so Steve doesn't always have to be our backup. But he does a great job. So we both had both the shows yesterday, Hemp Rock and Cincinnati's Conscience. Again, you can go to the WEEDRadioNetwork.com for the archive. Anyway, very quickly running through a few things. I want to remind everybody that the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March not only is around the world, a few hundred cities all everywhere else, but here in Cincinnati. Now, of course, on Saturday is the main day that everybody does their rallies, most folks around the world. But we have a Hemp Fest, Hemp Rock Hemp Fest that evening for fundraising for the event. That's going to be a bunch of bands. We'll let you know who they are in the future. And on Sunday is our big day from 3 to 6 on the Hamilton County Courthouse steps downtown. That's May 2nd, 3 to 6. Gatewood Galbraith will be there and many others, including me and Burnman and Pot and Hash and Reefer Roach and the Reefer Girls and all sorts of fun. And we'll have Drum Circle, and we're going to have the legal joint going around and all kinds of a fun day to exercise your personal freedoms. And then we'll march from the steps of the west side of the courthouse around the corner to the Justice Center, where the prisoners are awaiting us with signs to join in that march. Now, also, if you want to know other things, though, going on in the Cincinnati area, you can go to Cincinnati on the Move on in Facebook. So go to Facebook, look for Cincinnati on the Move, and get all kinds of information. And our stuff will be up there as well soon. Now, something else I forgot to tell you about, although we have a couple of weeks left. Sorry, I already did. It was on two pages, the DEA protest. Oops. too many notes. Now, I do want to tell you this. You know, I haven't covered this because there's just so much information, and I'm trying to wait till we get on the antenna here in Cincinnati, because I want folks in town that aren't listening online for whatever reason to hear these kind of stories that are coming out of Mexico, Juarez, Mexico, to begin with. There's 3,000 people have died, I believe, in the last year. It is ridiculous. We don't know whether it's the guard down there, the military police, that is, or if it's actually the drug dealers. We know that it's a combination, but then there are some incidences where the drug dealers say that they had nothing to do with it, and it's the military police making it look like them to make the drug dealers look worse than they already are. The fact is that people are dying so bad and so often because of this drug war that our country, the United States, has created with our neighboring state and other, or neighboring country and others. And I have to tell you this. I was looking up some information about Juarez the other day, and I found this, and it just blew me away, Burn Man. I cannot believe this. Now, think about this. This is a standard thing that's going on down there. This is the MiguelCabarello.com. 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 Now, I'm going to read this straight off of their website. We are a company that offers personal protection solutions ranging from clothes through bulletproof vests, motorcycle apparel and accessories, industrial security and rescue, riot tactic and demined equipment, bulletproof structures for airplanes and ships. Now, how did this company get started? Because of all the deaths that are going on, all the murders and the killings and the rapes and the robberies and everything and the kidnapping. Did I say kidnapping? I probably did. But a lot of people are getting kidnapped and then raped and killed if you're a woman. If you're a man, you're just getting killed and thrown back out and sometimes like a year or so ago. Now, this was the drug dealers. They did this as a message to the police. They killed 7 men, I believe, took their heads, and walked into a nightclub in Juarez. I think it was, actually, you know what? I think this was Mexico City. We can verify that, but I believe this was a nightclub in Mexico City. Everybody was on the dance floor, and these guys walked in with machine guns and masks over their head with the heads and just tossed them into the middle of the dance floor as a warning to the city. And so it's so bad down there that this company went, hey, why don't we make some bulletproof clothes? And you can get really nice-looking jackets. I mean, like sport coats, leather coats. And they promote how it's gotten the material that the bulletproof stuff is made out of, I know what it's called and I just blanked, has become so lightweight now that it's like regular clothes almost. So they're selling fashions as everyday clothes now that are bulletproof, even in the United States. But their main customers are in Mexico. Now, what does that say about what's happening down in that country? The only thing I can say is I'm glad that our friends Peter and Elaine are in Lake Chapala, where it's nice and friendly, 50,000 people, and they fled this country to go there. So it isn't bad everywhere in Mexico. I don't want to slam the whole country, but specifically Juarez in Mexico City is really bad, and along the border states, most definitely. Now, we have a song queued. We're going to go to that, and I believe it's number 3 on CD2, right, Birdman?
Yeah.
All righty, let's go with that, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling the pod.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed, when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those...
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM. That's right. Like I said earlier, become a member. Help us get our transmitter and antenna up, so we can have that 100 watts and 3 to 5 mile radius from where we sit right now. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but you know what? Cincinnati is not a very big city. We are a big town, and to 5 miles radius from this spot down here in downtown, across the street from the new, soon-to-be-open, beautiful Performing Arts School. School for Performing Arts. I guess I would never get in that school. I can't say it. But it is a beautiful new building, and we love being here, and here at WVQC.org, soon-to-be 95.7 FM. Now, very quickly, I have to get this out, and then I'll explain why I played that song. Don't forget, go to change.org/ideas. I checked right before we left, Burnman, and guess what? Legalized recreational and medical use of marijuana is still number one in the second round of voting. And today's count, when I left, 4,020. It's like a 420 with a zero in the middle. Now, I'm sure it's more than that now. If you go to change.org/ideas, I bet you it's a lot more than 4,020. But when I left, as I said, it was like a 4,020. It's almost a 420. But we got to keep that going, folks, just to prove that not only do pot smokers and their friends dominate the Internet, we dominate this country. Just most of us are too afraid to come out and say that. Unless you're like the gentleman that we just played. Now, some of you oldies out there, I know that the old people out there, let me check my time real quick, how much time I got to bullcrap here. You guys recognize this, okay? This is off of the second coming CD. It was the 20th anniversary edition of not only that song, but a lot of his other work. The artist, of course, is Napoleon the 14th, otherwise known as Jerry Samuels. He's from Philadelphia, and I was very fortunate to touch base with him back in the 90s on the other local radio station where Hemp Rock Radio used to be. And we got to interview him on New Year's Eve night. I believe it was 1998 through 1999. Overnight, and he is one cool cat, let me tell you. He's probably in his 60s by now, and that song he put out in about 1968 or 7, I believe. I'm not quite sure. This doesn't say on the back of the CD specifically, but I was a kid. Let me just say that. I was about 8 or 9 years old when that came out, so it's about 1967, 1968. The song came out, and of course the song was "They're Coming to Take Me Away." Ha-ha! Hee-hee! To the funny farm. And I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you his quick story and why. And then we'll play another song of his right after. He was what is known today as a bipolar patient. At that time, they were called manic depressives. And he used marijuana for that illness. And most people today still don't know that. But although, you know, we reported yesterday about the psychosis that marijuana supposedly is linked to. Now, you know, that we know is bull, and we also know that instead marijuana actually helps with psychosis, specifically bipolar and even some other ones. But for Jerry Samuels, he, the bipolar patient, used it, and his family, believe it or not, tried to have him committed back in the 60s because they believed all the reefer madness. They literally tried to have him committed, and at some point he took off running across the country, thumbing as the hippies did back in those days, and at some point made that song, and it represents the true story of what happened to him when he smoked marijuana. Now, another reason why I'm going to be playing another song, of course, is, you know, I'm not going to digress too much about this right now, and I don't have time to read the whole story, but I'm sure you guys have heard about the guy, John Patrick Bedell, 36-year-old man who was shot and killed by the Pentagon police officers this past week when he opened fire on them. This was on March 4th. Apparently, he has been shown to be a medical marijuana patient, has a recommendation, I believe, out of California, and I'll read this real quick here. It says, back in December in 06, he went to see the San Francisco physician complaining of chronic insomnia. As any doctor worth his salt will tell you, this symptom often reflects an underlying physical or mental condition, including depression, bipolar, or even schizophrenia. Now, you're going to get different perspectives on this. Some people might be drinking just too much coffee. And I know one thing, too much caffeine, that can cause a psychosis. I know a lot of people that are crazy when they drink too much coffee. That's a psychosis, too, induced by a drug. We're not going to digress onto other drugs, but the issue with this guy was he definitely needed the marijuana. because he definitely had some issues, and some of those issues were paranoia. And I can't speak for him, but and I don't know why this guy decided to go commit suicide this way, because that's really what he did. He walked up to these guards, pulled a gun, shot one in the leg, and I think one in the arm or chest. He wasn't trying to kill him, he was just trying to shoot at him, and got himself shot. Now, maybe in his mind, he thought he could be a martyr for the movement. I don't know. Maybe he didn't care and just wanted to retaliate. I really don't know. The fact is, I can assure you folks, this will be used by the drug warriors to show how marijuana is linked to psychosis. The only thing I can say is I can assure you there are other psychotic people and murderers out there that smoke marijuana. But that doesn't mean that anybody that smokes marijuana or everybody that smokes marijuana is going to become a murderer or psychotic. That could be attributed to a gluten allergy. Of course, the doctors are going to say that's crazy, too, but you can look that up, folks. Celiac disease, C-E-L-I-A-C, celiac disease, a gluten allergy. Gluten is in wheat, rye, and barley crops. Some people have an allergy to it, which can lead to bipolar and schizophrenia. The reports have been out there. Many other things can do this. Marijuana can help balance. And Hemprock's condolences go out to the family of John Patrick Bedell for whatever reason he decided to commit suicide by the Pentagon. But back to Napoleon XIV. We're going to play a song and dedicate it to Iowa. There is some other things real quick that I want to tell you about, and I do have that somewhere in front of me. I know I do. This is something I've been trying to get to, and we're going to report on this also. This is coming out of Iowa on the 17th after reviewing. This is February, as a matter of fact. I've been wanting to get this out, so we're doing it today. The Iowa Board of Pharmacy recommended to reschedule marijuana to a Schedule 2. After reviewing testimony from 4 public hearings and readings through more than 10,000 pages of submitted material, members of the Iowa Board of Pharmacy unanimously voted to recommend that the Iowa legislature remove marijuana from 1 to the control to the Schedule 2, where it has accepted medical use. Now, if approved by the legislature, in 2011, moving marijuana to a Schedule 2 may allow Iowa patients using marijuana to treat or cope with certain medical conditions to claim a medical necessity defense in court. It would also make Iowa the first state to go against federal scheduling of marijuana. Now, so we're going to stay on this. We're going to keep up. I get a lot of information. This comes out of Carl Olson, the founder of Iowans for Medical Marijuana. You can look them up if you're in the Iowa area. Now, I'm doing this also because not only did they try to commit Napoleon XIV back in the day for using marijuana for his bipolar. He also wrote a really cool song because when he went to Iowa, he met some hippies, got some really good pot, and then he made some roach clips. I still have one of them. And I hope that maybe he still has some. We'll get in contact with him sometime in the future and maybe get some for giveaways. We did that back in the 90s. But this is a song that he dedicated not only to Iowa pot, but the roach clips that he made there, all different kinds of designs. And but so this song is clip number 16 on CD2, right, Burn Man?
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know if we're going to have time. Let me check the time. We probably will not have time to come back, but we have to go to this song because it's such a cool song. And anyway, it is Napoleon XIV from the Second Coming CD. The song is I Owe a Lot to Iowa Pot. This is dedicated to the guys in Iowa pushing medical marijuana. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He is the Burn Man on the pot, rolling it up. And he's going to get that song going, and I think we'll probably be out of here after that song. And we will see you next week. Don't forget, check out the archives, weedradionetwork.com, and as always, wvqc.org. We'll be back.
Oh, I owe a lot to Iowa pot. Iowa grown and grand. I never knew such beautiful boo. Grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to wonderful weed. Iowa raised and born. Oh, I owe a lot to Iowa pot. And that's not just Iowa corn. Well, I never
cared much for domestic, I would always be turning it down. But I just smoked a joint so majestic, so fantastic. It's the best stick in town, and it blooms in this Midwestern section. And there isn't a glimmer of doubt, it could shake a Jamaica connection, 'cause it's cheap, deep, and far bleeping out. Oh, I go a lot to Iowa pot, Iowa grown and grand. I never knew such beautiful boo grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to wonderful weed. Iowa raised and born, oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, and that's not just Iowa corn. Contraband from the land across the border is El Ropo and risky to get, while of course the exotic importer takes your order from his private jet. So just keep your Colombian ripoff and your shady Canadian scene, 'cause I'd sooner be singeing my lip off on some straight, great Iowa green. Everybody sing Iowa lot to Iowa lot. Just Iowa corn. No, that's not just Iowa corn.
Hi, I'm Dana Beal from Cures Not Wars and the Worldwide Marijuana March, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
Turned into a golf course for the Japs and the Dead Sea is a live rap between the Tigris and Euphrates. There's a leisure center now. They got to sports and got Bermuda shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree. And a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man for free.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Another miracle.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 and Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Famine when we need it. We got design and crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche. Ferrari and Rolls Royce. Yeah, we got choice. She said, meet me in the garden. I've got salmon in my dear. The Lord said, Peter, I can't see your house from here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown on a farmer in Ohio. It's just repaid.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
We cower in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful story runs for years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.